This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's about that time in a Friday show to pause and reflect, to digest, if you will, the happenings of the past 5 days. Here for our weekly wrap are John Carney from CNBC and our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. They are in our New York Bureau. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so let's do this, Heidi. First of all, the B of A thing that Scott Tong was telling us about. Am I naive that I'm just kind of amazed, annoyed, take your pick, that we're still dealing with this stuff 4.5 years after Lehman went under?
Yeah, I know. We can't even have nostalgia because it's still all alive for us. But it's, you know, I think it's actually kind of a useful time for that kind of case to be settled because it reminds us why we lost trust in financial institutions, right? I mean, this is why we had Occupy Wall Street and all of this other stuff, which is big financial institutions lied to everybody. And, you know, it's nice to have that occasional reminder, oh, yeah, that happened, just when everything seems like it's going okay and we're at risk of forgetting.
John, do you share my amazement? Probably not, right? You're more cynical than I am.
I'm very cynical, but I'm happy that Bank of America was forced to pay out this amount of money. I mean, and it is a tremendous amount of money. It's not your typical, oh, we're paying a couple $100 million. This is, you know, billions of dollars that they're paying out on the grounds they were lying during the height of the financial crisis. When everybody was saying, oh, everybody's in a panic because they don't trust the banks, it turns out it was a good idea not to trust the banks because they were lying.
That's right. That's right. Never let that be forgotten. All right. One other thing I want to talk about is, well, there's a couple, but the next one is this news from the Labor Department earlier this week, yesterday, I think, that the economy actually, in the year that ended this past March, added almost 500,000 more jobs than we thought. And I bring it up for this reason. It puts President Obama in a position where he can now say, we have added jobs in this economy since I became president. Net, overall, we have added jobs. Will that, John, change the it's the economy stupid conversation we're having in this election?
I don't think it really does. The one thing to keep in mind is that is a terrible thing to have to brag about, that you just barely didn't lose more jobs than were made overall. I think that what's really happened overall is that the economy has been showing some signs of life until perhaps very recently, and that's helped Obama a lot. The economy was stronger. Americans feel a little better about the economy, or at least they did for most of the year.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really – I don't think it's this technical change of the Bureau of Labor Statistics adding back some numbers that's going to make a big difference.
All right, I want to get to the gut check thing in a minute, but Heidi, your sense on this jobs thing?
Yeah, you know, I think we depend too much on numbers, honestly. I mean, I think, you know, there was a philosopher in the 30s who said, you know, don't look at the map, look at the territory. And we have become obsessed with these economic maps, these numbers that are supposed to tell us where we are. Whereas if you look at the territory of the economy, really, this is not about Democrats or Republicans. It's about, you know, 14 or 15 million Americans out of work. So what is the solution for that as opposed to the positioning for an election?
Yeah, context is good, right? Okay, so on this feeling out there that the economy is or isn't getting better, I mean, the numbers are kind of mixed, right? You have consumer confidence rising, housing's coming back, we are adding jobs, but, you know, durable goods orders yesterday were lousy, there was fourth quarter GDP that came out. I mean, you know, John, what do you what does your gut tell you?
I'm very nervous. I had a meeting with some people from the Business Roundtable who had recently done a survey of CEOs who are very pessimistic about what's happening. Today we had the Chicago PMI numbers that measures manufacturing strength around the country. Those numbers showed that that's a contraction. Anything less than 50 is a contraction. So it said things are shrinking. I think the consumers might be the consumer sentiment number is probably a lagging indicator, and that all these businessmen making decisions about whether they're going to hire people or expand their business, that kind of information is showing a contraction, and I think that's bad news for us.
Heidi, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could kind of drive yourself crazy to see what's up and what's down. I mean, obviously, housing is doing really well. And the idea is that if housing improves, then all of us will magically feel rich. I'll admit I'm skeptical of this thinking.
But remember, housing hasn't even improved that much. All that's
right, it's just not terrible anymore.
Right, it's not continuing to go down. Yeah. But there are still so many people whose houses are worth less than they owe it on that it will have to go up for several years before all those people can get some relief on their balance sheets.
We got to just plain go. Forget going up. Heidi Moore and John Carney in New York. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.
See ya.